Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, you are now tuned in to the real Sean Ross Talk Show and Jam Session with Sean MacDaddy Ross. And yours truly, DJ Sir J Boogie. Let's go!
Sean Ross.
Right, hit it.
Sean Ross. Sean Ross from No Limit.
And you tuned in.
Sean Ross.
And you tuned in. Mean team
in the building.
Mean team.
Mean Sean Ross.
Mean team.
Sean Ross. Mean team in the building.
Central State and Omega Psi Phi, stand up.
Hey, we are live. But I got a special guest, and he got his own theme music, and I'm going to let him do his own theme music, and we're about to get in. We're about to get down. Jimmy Lee, come down. We're about to party today. Come on.
Show. I got a lot of people listening in, especially in Central State. Last time I was on here, I got a lot of feedback, and I know they want to get me, and they want to smoke me, but I got one little thing before I'd like to apologize. Listen, right, everybody from Central State University, going ahead on.
They in the building. Hold on, y'all.
The views and comments expressed do not reflect the opinions of eWater Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and comments and in no way reflect views or comments of eWater Radio, KEWR-DB, or its affiliates.
You're listening to eWater Radio, KEWR-DB.
Hey, welcome to the real live radio talk show and jam session, yo.
I got
a special guest. We got a lot of Centralians out there, but first, I got to give it up to my big sis who made all this possible. Y'all give it up for the co-host, the most PR publicist from the West Coast and East Coast. Y'all give it up to the good in the building. What's
hey.
Up, sis?
Hey, how's everybody
hey,
out there?
Oh, we good, we good. How's the weather in your neck of the woods in Cali?
Beautiful. I was out there trying to get my exercise on, but I get jealous seeing you walk, and I was like, you know what, let me get up and go walk. It's a beautiful day.
Yeah,
I got no excuses.
No excuses, and I'm down 15 pounds trying to get it in. I got your favorite guest. It's been trending up and burning up the airways. Jimmy Lee Tillman is in the building all the way from Chicago, Republican of the Year out in Chi-Town. I mean, he's doing big things out there, Lee. So welcome to the show.
Thank you to the Sean Ross, Mac Daddy, and Jam Session Show. Love to be back on here. We did such good ratings the last time we was on. Thank you for having me back. I know there's a lot of people out there who's too scared to bring the smoke. Don't call my number. Call Sean Ross's number. Let's get this numbers line lit up. But before, hold on. I want to make an apology to all these people that probably hurt their feelings during this little riot situation. Yeah, Jimmy Lee came out and said, fuck Floyd. I did say that. And then I want to just repeat it. Hold on, let me say that. I would like to repeat this letter that I wrote that someone told me to apologize. In the spirit of Malcolm X and Elijah Muhammad, I'm going to issue this letter that my brother Tyrone Elonine Nidier told me to express that, Brother Tillman, you might have hurt a lot of people's feelings because of the situation of the riots and everybody that was hurt at that time. So I should be easy of those people's feelings that I hurt. But I'm let you all know, the riots was real here in the Chicago area, and the Tillmans were on the block popping, swinging. It wasn't going down. So, yes, my energies might have been a little riled up because black, white, Puerto Rican, I can tell what color Antifa was. But I'm letting you know, they was coming down here with bricks, bats, bottles, chains. I mean, it's coming like for murder and death. Now, I want you all, Marauders, just a picture. You stand in front of your property, and I got a multi-million dollar establishment. I got the whites, the blacks, the Hispanics, all rolling Antifa. Then I got the nigger-hating Tillman clan. The people just want to see the Tillmans down. So when I said fuck Floyd, it was not intentionally for the individual that passed away. You marauders out there that want to jump on Jimmy Lee, the situation was war. And here in Chicago, we have war.
I want you to speak on it, but you know, we got to be cognizant of the fact, you know, we got the station manager. We don't want any fines, bro.
I apologize for cursing words there because you know, on my station, we know we can go out.
I'll make Jimmy. And Lisa Stewart wanted you back on the show, and she's telling you lies.
Okay,
so
let me just say, I don't want to just flow no cursing words like that. I apologize, but I just wanted to let out, because I did say that on the net, and it caused a lot of shit in the community. I let it sit out there because I really didn't care because how our situation was. But after talking to one of my brothers, he said, just go on ahead and apologize. And I ain't going to Facebook it, I'll let it sit there. But once you gave me the opportunity, and I know, man, about 1,000 or so marauders listen to your show. So I wanted to get that out there. It wasn't necessary about the situation. But when you at war, white, black, Puerto Rican with bats, bottles, bricks, guns, with flamethrowers, you know, you see an angry mob, battling down on all, you know, with all the NOI. You know, we have to call it NOI up in the building with the hitters on the roof. When I say war, people, it was not a pretty situation. In the aftermath of Chicago, there's no way you can get your medicine. There's no way you can get your groceries. There's no way you can get your ATMs. All our supply chains was cut off. And now the Mexicans, illegal immigrants, the only ones that are left, they are going around killing blacks because it's a sanctuary city. And no one's paying attention to it because they want to quiet up, because they want to make it seem like the protests and riots are so peaceful. But here in the aftermath of Chicago, we can't even walk across a certain neighborhood without you hearing, get the nigger, run nigger, kill the nigger, by some Mexican illegal immigrants that all the black people were saying, don't bring ICE in here, we black and brown. But like the Mexicans said, Black Lives Matter, that's on y'all, don't come over here. And they got all the stores left open because they ain't let nobody come in their neighborhoods. But yet they all joined up and came and trashed our neighborhoods. You go over there and shop, can't even shop. Go over there and walk, can't even walk. You can't even drive. Can't even drive. So if I get some time, we sent a letter to the president, and should we have a press conference here Friday, because we've been doing a lot of things here in Chicago as far as getting us black citizens aware of their First Amendment rights, because it seems that there's a power structure that want to belittle African-American citizens and relate them to second-class citizens. And only second-class citizens are illegal immigrants. When you're a first-class citizen, you're an American citizen. And so what they're doing now is beating us to a certain situation. And so right now, I know y'all still looking at what's going on in Seattle, Virginia. It's going down, down, down. But the aftermath, if you live in a blue state, if you live in a blue state, you can go out. I wonder how can you shop if you live in a black neighborhood. There's some grandmothers can't get their medicine, can't get their first of the month hit in June, first of the month. You couldn't cash your checks, couldn't get on Similac, couldn't get on Isomil. You could get nothing to survive on. Even the mail stopped. And there's no help. The police stood down on us and let the riots come all in and destroy the city. You know, so when you see people rioting for one person, the aftermath and the destruction of the riot, and I don't know how many people lived through the 68 riots. When I was born through that, I didn't see it, but rumor had it that we burnt down all our communities. And just, let's say, just recently, like a couple of years ago, we just got back up and running. We just got those big box. We just got those stores come back in the black neighborhood. We just got them. And as soon as we got them, they're all gone. But go on here. I want to hold up there. I'm going on, but that's what's going here, live from Chicago.
All right. For all the marauders out there in Wilbur Fortunes, I want to salute y'all. Lisa Stewart, I know you have a round of some questions to ask me, Lisa. And we want to be cognizant of the fact of time, Jimmy. So we want to see per question. And we just really want to get your intake. Is that fair enough, Lisa?
Sure. I can't really speak on Chicago. I'm here in L.A. But I will tell you that, L.A., we did learn that lesson when we did the Rodney King riot as far as tearing up our own stuff. But, you know, we don't own any of that anyway. But that was one of the issues. But here, you know, we don't live in Beverly Hills. We don't live on Melrose. We don't live at the Grove. So it was a different situation here. And it was very it wasn't the chaos and every race, creed, color, male, female, whatever, was out there together. So, it actually warmed in my experience in life, just bringing everybody together for one cause was amazing. And I said, these young people have done a great job. And
it's funny, I agree with you. No, I agree with you. Yeah, I disagree with you, but I agree with you. That's the first time I've seen black and white come together. If they can come together, destroy my community. They can come together and fix it up, because the black community. I'm from Chicago. There's a lot of black owned business in Chicago. A lot of black owned business took a lot of L's. A lot of black owned businesses can't come up. See, I don't know L.A., Hollywood, La La Land, glitz and glory, but when you're out in the Midwest, when you're up to the grind, and every dollar means something, and your father, your grandmother, turned a little store over, a little corner store. I mean, hey, you did the COVID-19 just shut you down because you couldn't have no business at that time, and so that shut you up. And now, as soon as you get the chance to come out and get some air, your store is destroyed. So, I mean, I can hear everybody saying, but it was good for them to come together. But I know after COVID-19 that everybody was locked in. A lot of businesses lost money that way. And now all those businesses lost money. None of them would never come back. So it's a hard hit. The hard hit. People lost jobs.
No, I agree. I agree.
People lost jobs, incomes, and dreams.
But out here, they mainly, if you had black on your window, they went past you. So it was a little more.
No, that's a lie. That's a lie. No, that's a lie. That was a lie. No, that's a lie.
No, that was true.
If they wanted it, they got it. No, well, that's L.A., because, you know, the Rodney King would have you, you know. But out here, Latin Kings, SDs, MI-15, whatever them cats, you know what I'm saying? They done joined in. They came in with Antifa. They came in with Black Lives Matter. It was black, white. It's black, white, brown, burning everything in the black community down. No, I mean, like I said, when I was out there, it was very interesting seeing white ladies pick up black people and, you know what I'm saying, and give them bricks and, like, let's go here in caravans. See, it was funny seeing that, you know what I'm saying? It was funny seeing me arguing with a white person in my neighborhood. First, I got to be black so I can be down with the cause, right? Arguing my neighborhood, like, I'm doing this for you. You about to break my neighborhood for me? Hey, homeboy, now we swinging. You about to come to my neighborhood and tear my neighborhood for me? For justice for me? And hold on, this is black. The deal was economic destruction.
No. Is the internet was exposing that. Because, you know, a lot of people came
true.
Out and they were like, oh, these black people acting wild. Then they got all the videos from people, you know, people uploading to the internet. So the internet has really made things come, you know, clear to people. Like, okay, well, really, because even in the Rodney King, it was... A lot of people jumped on the bandwagon just to go get free stuff, and we were standing there watching them like, oh, they ain't going in there still it. And none of them were black at the time.
That is true. That is true. But if I can just give me, if you can give me just what, 1 minute, just give me 1 minute and 40, keep talking, 45 seconds, I can play you a clip of what's going on here in Chicago. Hold on. Just 1 second. Hold on. This is everybody.
Shania Washington and her mother, Tanisha, had the scare of their lives Sunday evening when their car was attacked by a group of Latinx men while driving on Kedzie and Cermak.
They hit all the windows, first of all. And then they also hit the passenger side. My other daughter was in there. And the glass went in her mouth. The brick hit her in her side, knocked the wind out of her. Everybody they were attacking was black.
Cicero activist Luz Chavez shot this video Monday in Cicero.
To Cermak and 50th Avenue, if you're black, do not come out here. It's crazy. Folks are armed with bats. I saw one guy with a machete.
She says it was heartbreaking to see the division among Latinx and blacks.
There are black Latinos, and they're all non-black Latinos, and there's just a lot of internalized racism.
There have been multiple videos shared on social media of black people being targeted by Latinx gang members, not only in Cicero, but in the city's Little Village and Pilsen neighborhoods following incidents of looting. On Monday in Cicero, WGN saw men with semi-automatic weapons on rooftops and others walking through the neighborhoods with bats and pipes, vowing to protect their property. But residents say it's gone beyond that. Now Latinx groups are holding peace rallies like this one in Little Village to say both races need to be united.
Our life as brown people is connected to the life of black people. We will never get respect until black people get respect.
That's what's going on here in Chicago. Now, I would have played
yeah,
you scared.
Yeah,
now,
I
hold
heard
on.
About that.
Now, how do you feel about
that,
people? See, this is a.
Hold on.
Let me.
In.
Go on. See, hold on. Let me give you another one. This because my son. Well, let me give you another one, people.
Go
listen,
ahead.
No, that was nothing. That was a pregnant lady and a mama. See, they took a pregnant lady out of the car and tried to kill a pregnant lady. Hold on. Check this out, everybody.
I want y'all to see this. Right here by my job. I'm on 51st. I'm between Kedzie in California. They just Mexicans over here are killing all black people. They are shooting at black people between Kizzy and California. Look, this is my job. They just told us all to go home. They just killed somebody right in front of my job. The cop flipped over and flipped into the gate. They is killing, they is shooting anybody riding through here. They shooting you and they hitting your cars with bats and bricks. They just killed two people over here. Look at this. They just killed two people over here. It's all backed up. Look at that. The truck is sitting on top of the gate at my job. They're shooting at everybody riding past and everybody that's black. They can't see you. They run into your cars and they shoot at it, beating it with bats. I swear. Look at all the traffic backed up. My job just told us to go home. They got all our gates blocked off so nobody can't come in. But they just told us to go home. They shooting everybody riding down 51st between Kearsley and California. They just killed two people. Just killed two people right now. The Mexican gang, whatever that's over here, they are shooting and beating everybody's cars riding down 51st. I want y'all to see this.
See now, that's what's in Chicago right here. You see,
right.
Now that's the aftermath. This is the aftermath enduring. Now you're not gonna hear this. They're trying to tone it down because the cities, these Democratic mayors, don't want everybody to know that stuff is out of control and stuff is hitting out.
I am on the cartel in Chicago and the blacks out there. So it didn't happen because of a riot. That was already there. That animosity was there. Just like in LA,
we have that
animosity here. We know that
The example is this. During the first Trump Republican, during the Trump administration, ICE was really big and build the wall, you know. But here in Chicago, they were standing strong, blocking ICE. Matter of fact, we became a sanctuary city here in Chicago, mostly voted by blacks. Most of the blacks in Chicago are voting for the sanctuary city for Mexicans. Meaning a Mexican come and whoop my ass, and if I defend myself and knock him out, I can go to jail. He can't go to jail because they're not going to prosecute him. Because he's a sanctuary city for him. They don't go to jail because they're sanctuary. They don't want ICE to come in and rattle them up. You see, in most of these sanctuary cities, that means they're not getting prosecuted for crime. So that means me as an American citizen,
right.
I'm at their whim and at the behalf of them. You see where I'm coming from? Black and white war, ladies and gentlemen. It's black and illegal alien war. So if you're in a sanctuary city, they get all the power right now. Right now. And while y'all worry about what's going on in D.C., look around y'all cribs right now. They got your jobs. They're telling y'all, don't send ICE after us. Don't build the walls up after us. They're telling people here, Black Lives Matter, that's y'all. That ain't us, but we screaming black and brown. We screaming black and brown. I'm just saying. But that's what's going on.
Yeah, we were
and so in the midst of Jimmy Lee screaming, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go on ahead. Next question.
Let me give you the question.
We have a sanctuary here, and that is becoming an issue here. It's becoming a heated issue because you can be illegal. You can go down and get all this free food and $1,000. People have been complaining about it, and you're not taking care of the homeless that's here. So, I mean, it is – I don't agree with the sanctuary city because, like I said, and I will say this, and this is probably a hard statement, but if my cousin was in jail for selling weed and he's still in jail – That's illegal, right? It was illegal. But then you got somebody
right.
Snuck over the border. That's illegal. So what's the difference between the crime? If you go forgive one crime, forgive them all.
Forgive them all.
Not all, but
and that's
know.
The problem. No,
yeah.
I feel you, but that's the problem. And they're coming at an advantage off the blacks of our civil rights moves, all the blood and sweat and tears that we died for. They're getting all the benefits, and we're becoming second-class citizens right now. And the point I'm saying, when I made that comment, y'all was not out here watching what was happening. And now that the aftermath is over, let me give you an example. Y'all might not even know it. Well, you might feel in L.A., you see, the Mexicans and the government, they got a deal together. That's why they're getting all that hookups. If they're not illegal citizens, they only have the right to vote. So why we give it to them? Why are we giving them all this benefits that they can't vote? Unless it is some illegal voting going on, because if you're illegal, you got no rights and benefits over American citizens. How come you're not even American, but yet you can get a get-out-of-jail-free card, and I can't? I can't defend myself and you can. Right now, it's free game. They can ride and loot and do anything and I can go to jail. And right now, it's going to be a hot summer all across America, people. Y'all, they think it's a race war between blacks and whites, but right now, in all you sanctuary cities, no matter, I don't care if they're Chinese or even African, they got more authority than you as a black American citizen. Just know this right now. And we are calling ICE here in Chicago. Matter, hold on. Ebony Tillman, if you guys can, let's read our press release. We just issued a press release to the president right now. Matter of fact, we released this press release at 9 o'clock and urged him to deal with race relations today. If you watch the 4 o'clock deal, he almost dealt with all our issues, gave them, but the major one. So, Ebony, I'm gonna give you the headphones and you take it off.
Really quick, it's a 2-minute read. It's very quick. It's a media alert. Jimmy Lee Tillman II, president of the Martin Luther King Republicans, have appealed to President Donald Trump to enact his Black Community Restoration and Recovery Act to come assess the damages and terror Antifa and other inflicted on Chicago's Black community and its supply chain, and to join them at the New Caneland Missionary Baptist Church to worship and to pray. The Martin Luther King Republicans invite President Trump to church in Chicago. Who? Jimmy Lee Tillman II, founder of the president of the Martin Luther King Republicans and Pastor Purvis Thomas of New Caneland Missionary Baptist Church. Martin Luther King Republicans feel that Chicago Black community is under attack by the terrorist group Antifa, Latin Kings, and other illegal Mexican gangs. This happened during the aftermath of the George Floyd riots. They appealed to the administration to enact the Donald Trump Black Community Restoration Act and to assist in rebuilding rebuilding after Antifa provided rioters bricks, spray paint, Molotov cocktails, and other destructive equipment that has decimated blocks after blocks. The damage has created food deserts, limited access to working ATMs, closed pharmacies and banks, limited postals and essential services. The MLKRS acted as the Justice Department sent in ICE to protect Black American citizens that are being targeted by illegal immigrant gangs and cannot move freely throughout the city without fear of being pulled out of their cars, beat up, stabbed, or even killed. They feel that the department should investigate and prosecute those committing these acts of hate crimes. Reverend Purvis Thomas of New Caneland Missionary Baptist Church in Chicago has extended an open invitation to President Trump to come and pray with his church for healing and restoration. New Caneland Missionary Baptist Church remained open and held services during the unconstitutional church closure and was at the forefront of the right to worship. And Purvis said, "We are thankful for the president for understanding that church is essential, and in these turbulent times, we invite him to bring his Bible and come worship with us at New Caneland." And Tillman said, "I know many in Chicago did not vote for you, Mr. President, but I did. Let's show them that MAGA loves Black America." And that was the release that went out today.
So he asked me today, but we have a press conference Friday, and you should hear more information about that and what we're doing. And we're going to try to set a chain up here. And let me tell y'all, these illegal immigrants ain't got SHIT on me, a Black American citizen. And you're not going to be targeting Black American citizens. We got the right to walk in here anywhere. I'm talking about even in California. Let those people know, hold on. We are American citizens. They should not have no rights over an American citizen. And you see, I want to go Republican again, but that's how Democrats got us. They done put y'all right back in the Democratic slavery ship where we nesting first-class citizens. They brought a whole brand boat of immigrants right across the border and gave them more rights than you. More rights than you. And you sit there and put on everywhere y'all go, like, let them in. Don't build no wall. Matter of fact, the Mexicans sell the blacks the dope. That's how come there really ain't no black and brown beef like that, because we buy their drugs. If they don't make the money off of some drugs, they can't build their cartel. So really, it ain't like we're going to kill. Let's go. They need our income. But right now, since the wall has been built, they can't get no money neither. So they got to pillage and plunder us. And they are acting like they got a rough shot because they got to get out of jail free card. And the mayors and the police and the governors and the state reps, they all in their pockets and they're going to do nothing. And they don't even vote. Or do they vote? See, the question is, do they vote? Are they? Is it true that President Trump's immigrants are voting? That's why they're getting bowed down to and getting more rights than us? You got to ask yourself a question about that when they said no more paper ballots. See, the paper ballots are for the illegal immigrants that you talk about in California that's getting that free money, that free food, that's beating us up in Chicago, that we can't see them. See, it's bigger than what y'all think, black people. You need to open your eyes up and really see what's going on for y'all looking through the eyes of hate. Because right now, it ain't black and white in Chicago. It's black and illegal immigrants right now. See, you saw blacks and whites tearing shit up. Y'all start saying shit up. So we get together. That's over. All that black and white hair, no, no. Everybody in the world says Black Lives Matter. They say it in Japan. So let's move that out of the way. Let's get that. Let's get the blacks, hate whites. That's gone. We all Americans. They say,
yeah.
That's gone. It's
the
illegal
yeah.
immigrants that's taking our jobs, our money, and our fucking food and our way of life. We look at the wrong package. And when my president said they got to go, they got to go. All our money. Listen, as soon as he brought ICE in, the low unemployment for blacks went straight down. We had history of unemployment. Why? Because we're moving the illegal immigrants out. Now we just take. Now they should, no more cutting grass in Chicago. You know, it's be down on site. See, it in a minute. See, I gotta call ICE in here because it's gonna get ugly. It's gonna get ugly, and I'm gonna go here.
Chicago, because
they are more organized than
us
black people.
But
they're more organized than our black gang.
But
they're more organized. See, they locked our gang leaders up. Our gang leaders got locked up. See, our gang leaders are in jail. The one who can tell the guys on the streets how to fight, how to run it, they're in jail. These guys can go across them, go home and come back, go home and come back. They leaders can go across. They leaders don't go to jail. So they got soldiers, leaders, structure, weapons, technical, all that stuff, and we at their whim. Screaming, don't build no wall. Screaming, don't bring ICE up in here. And cats up here, black women getting targeted by Mexicans. Black pregnant women getting beat up by Mexicans in Chicago. Right now. Over some George Floyd shit right now. But hey, y'all can go in there and pop and ride and blah, 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 blah. But when you wake up in the morning and you can't get no ATM, you can't get no ATM, you can't go get your babies no milk, no diapers, no toilet paper. You know what I'm saying? Your grandma can't get her medicine. And only place you got it is a Latin community because they said, no, you can't go get over there. But in your community, they came into all your community up over the ops of George Floyd. When Laquan McDonald got 16 times, when Trayvon Martin got just pulled over. I mean, listen here. We know
you're listening to E-Water Radio, KEWRDB.
We know it ain't right. You know, you see everybody right now screaming Malcolm X, Malcolm X. Right now, everybody are dealing in Malcolm X in his confused stage before he became El Haj, Malik El Shabazz, before he hit his lightning stage. Everybody looking at Malcolm X when he left the nation, all rebelliousness, all telling everybody how the nation was wrong, and everybody got to fight. Like, they look at that part of Malcolm X. They're not looking at El Haj, Malik El Shabazz, Malcolm X when he said, I'm enlightened. We all work together in one God. See, the whole thing is messed up. No one's looking at Martin Luther King the way, let me use the Constitution to get freedom for black Americans without fighting the streets. It's a whole different ballgame out here. You see, and we let these other people, Black Lives Matter, which ain't black, tell black lives what to do. They're guiding this movement. Yeah, blacks and whites are working together. But yeah, they got whites, got blacks coming in their neighborhood tearing it up. And they got the backing of Hispanics. And when they go home, there's nothing left in the community. And those blacks can't even hang out with the brown people that they're fighting with because the brown people are shooting at them. Next question. I'm sorry. It's hot in Chicago, everybody. It's a war here, and no one's telling nobody nothing.
People in LA asked Chicago about it. Believe me, we knew when the cartel came out and ordered so they people come out and attack blacks. We are aware of it in LA. I don't know about anywhere else but LA, because LA is having similar. We don't have the beef like that they have in up, but we know what's going on in Chicago. So people have been meeting up about it and trying to figure out what to do about it. We are aware of that problem, though.
Okay,
but
Jimmy,
it's a tension. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
We got some issues in that arena, but we want to address a couple other issues. I have a couple of callers on the phone.
Go ahead.
And I want to allow
ahead.
Them to ask you a question or two. And then I want to ask
feel
you a couple
free.
Of questions to see what your state is. Excuse me, Mr. Carler, do I have
feel
a caller
free.
On the line?
My
yeah, caller on the line.
Jim Lee in the building. Jim Lee in the building. How you doing, caller?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm all right, Black. Well, honestly, man, I'm in a state of war right now. You know what I'm saying? My mind on, like,
state
you know what I'm saying? I got to shoot a shotgun. My daughter's 16 years old. I got to get her a shotgun now. Straight up. That's where I'm at right now. You know, they coming in the cribs.
Okay.
They're coming in cribs now.
Okay.
They're coming in cribs now. Go on ahead.
So can I call and ask a question, please?
Mm-hmm. What, Boss Trump going to fix it all?
Right now,
is Boss Trump going to fix it all?
Right now, I'm calling in from to bring ICE in right now, the Immigration Customs Enforcement Agency, to stop all, because only they can get those people out of here. That little small army force.
Is he commander-in-chief of the United States? Is he commander-in-chief of the United States?
And that's why I'm requesting ICE. If you heard my
question, is he the commander-in-chief of the United States?
Of course he is. Yes,
he
is. Yes, he is.
Okay, well, I guess this is the point I'm trying to get at. I'm going to ask you the question.
Thank you. We have 24 minutes, man.
Why has he lost the faith of his military appointment? Why has he lost the faith of his military community? Why has the Pentagon, Department of Defense, and everyone else done a 360 on his policies? Why did
the same reason Colin
walk back? No. Before Colin Powell ever made his statement.
I didn't answer a question.
Why? See, because every commander in chief is supposed to have the they are supposed to have the unbridled loyalty of their military. I mean, it should be without question. I mean, they should be blind.
Well, if you study history, every great leader always changes general because they're the general. Every great leader always changes general because
he's
general, so they can be the president.
Does he change armies?
How about this? Dwight D. Eisenhower did not get along with Harry S. Truman.
Mm-hmm.
You aware of that, right? Harry S. Truman couldn't even fire Dwight D. Eisenhower because he had more stars than anybody. He acted like he ran the whole joint. And he was just in Harry S. Truman everywhere he went. And historically, it's not the first time in history. It happens all the time. So if you want to just deal with this, man,
well,
listen.
Well, Harry Truman and your president did have a hell of a parallel.
No, what I'm saying is it's not the first time.
Truman. They were both extremely racist.
What I'm saying is I'm just using history, my friend, to show you this is nothing new in America. We still lived on and kept, and we're still great. We're still great.
It was still great? How is it so great?
We're still great.
No.
We're still here.
Why are we so great? Why are we so great now? Also, just being here.
Why are we so great now?
That's all it takes.
Let me give you an example.
You know, you made a comment about Mexicans earlier, and I heard you go on your tirade about all the Mexicans, right? I don't know. You studied history so much. Maybe you stopped at the Spanish-American War. Maybe you forgot that everything from Texas to California was Mexican territory. Maybe you forgot all that.
And that's why I know.
You know, it's mighty funny how we don't know history when it's not convincing.
I agree with you. And that's why I said we have
every name from Texas all the way to the Pacific Ocean is a Mexican name. A Spanish name, rather. All of them. California, that's Spanish. Nevada, that's Spanish. Arizona, that's Spanish. Texas, that's Spanish. If I'm not mistaken, that was all Spanish territory. So some of those very Mexicans and immigrants that you're talking about, they got a hell of a bone to pick, and justifiably so, which is why a lot of those border states allow it, because if you're actually talking about H-I-S-T-O-R-Y, right, history, if you talk about that, what happens is that they got 250-plus odd years out in that desert. They didn't just get there. So the audacity of Mighty Whitey to train one of us to talk about somebody that he conquered, that's what's amazing to me. How he could train one of us, a conquered people, and oppress enslaved people to talk about another race that he conquered. Also, Whitey looked good. Boy, that's bad to me. Black man on brown man. As long as you don't turn on Mighty Whitey, we good.
I don't accept that.
You can respond.
Let Lisa interject, and then Jimmy.
Go on ahead. I appreciate that.
Where did he live? What part of the nation did he live in? I just want to ask.
Carter.
Where?
I'm sorry. Southwest.
Carbon. What is that?
You just Southwest.
Carbon is that
he said
like
caller.
Texas?
No. He was saying caller. He was saying caller. C-A-L-L-E-R.
Well, I live in Chicago.
For different parts of the world, I will say that, because L.A. is having that same problem. And then if you go all the way back to history, you're going to have to go back to the Indians then. Give it to them.
Can I respond now?
Exactly. 3 minutes. Can I respond now?
Respond to the call.
Can I respond now?
I love him.
Okay, here's my response. Evidently, the caller is not an American citizen because he feels that we lost. We overthrew. We won the war, you commie. We won. first of all. And now I know it's at war, and that's why they try to come over here. We built the wall, you commies, because we conquered them at war. Yeah, war. We talk about history, right? So unless you're on the side of the Mexicans coming over here, you're not an American.
You know it.
You're, no, hey, you're commie, dude.
That wall ain't been built.
Un-American.
You know that.
No, no.
You're a spin machine. Listen. You know that wall ain't been built. They got 2 miles there.
That
wall been stopped. They didn't build that
great.
Mile. That wall was supposed to be 1,800 miles. That mile was supposed to be 1,800 miles.
Listen.
That mall, that wall did not get built, and you know it. You want to tell me right now they put up 1,800 miles of fence down there? Are you going to sit there and tell the American public that? Are you going to stand behind that statement that they got 1,800 miles of border wall built in the southwestern United States from Texas all the way out to California? Is that the lie you're about to tell? You screaming on that wall. It's 1,800 miles out there. Did they cover
can
that
I ask
much
a question,
fence?
Man.
That's all I'm asking. No.
No,
you
not.
Said the wall got built. Did they build that much wall?
Can I? Yeah, yes, it is. It's good right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right,
look
cool.
It up.
I'm done.
Look it up.
You.
Look it up.
All right.
Now, let me ask.
Okay, cool.
Now to ask a question, because you gave me 10 questions. Which one do you want to ask a question on the question? The first question, Pogo, is we defeated in the Spanish-American War. The Americans won. Only the Spanish people like you are complaining that they lost. Spanish people like you want to give it back to Mexico.
What?
Only people like you
want
to give it to Mexico. No.
You
everything you said was anti-American. No. Everything
right?
you said anti-American. Everything.
Do you want black reparations?
No. Everything you said anti-American. No, I don't know it.
Do you
I
want
don't
reparations?
Explain it to me. I don't explain it. No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Huh?
Explain to me. What is that? Explain it to me. What is it?
Oh, okay. Well,
what is
it?
What is it? Smart man.
Clouds.
What is it?
The clouds.
What is it?
You're listening to E-Water Radio, KEWRDB.
Hey, everyone, you're tuned to the real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session. Hey, gentlemen, we got to take a brief little commercial break, and then we're coming back. We got to play the bills, and, you know, we always got to do this.
Do that.
You know, Lisa Stewart is going to build the whole tight, y'all. Good conversation, good dialogue, and we're going to pick it up with these Centralian scholars. I love it. Where is it? Hey. Hold on. Oh, here we go, y'all.
Expressions Paint and Taste Studio is a fun place to celebrate any occasion. We provide every guest with an apron, easel, canvas, brush, paint, and an instructor to guide you step by step through the creation of your masterpiece. Come on time so that you can pick a good seat and order your drink. Joyful Expressions now has Taco Tuesday, a margarita wine and two tacos with chips and salsa. Thirsty Thursday with wine and snacks. Friday fun night and Saturday brunch with two wings, a Belgian waffle, and bottomless mimosas. Reserve your seat today at joyfulexpressions.gallery. Prices start at only $24. Joyful Expressions is located at 14800 Southwestern Avenue, number 104 in the city of Gardena, 310-692-6999. That's 310-692-6999. It's your time to shine and get your paint and party on. It's lit! Joyfulexpression.gallery. Also, check out the Facebook page.
Hey, welcome back to the Real Sean Ross Live Radio and Talk Show and Jam Session with the co-host and Vic Sense, Miss Lisa Stewart in the building. And today we have Jimmy Lee, the second uncut, in the building. And we have another scholar, Mr. Pogo, in the building. Please. And I want to thank all my century guests in the building doing that. I have a question. I got one question for you, gentlemen. And maybe both of y'all can just touch on it. Lisa, you can and in China, and let's be respectful because we only have like 10 minutes left, and I want to get as much substance as possible as we can really go ahead and take off. So let's keep it 30 seconds apiece. Be mindful, let's not step on each other. Question to you, Jimmy Lee. Do you feel honestly, what do you get from the results? Do you approve of what your president's doing at this present point in time with the situation that it's in? Not just with the Greg Lloyd, but all around, universally.
Well, I implore your listeners to, for YouTube or Google, Donald Trump's race relations speech he had today, that he dealt with a bunch of black leaders that, you know, that Jimmy Lee rolled with. And that answer that question. 30 seconds is not enough time for me to give you that answer, but go there and all what I just break down, I've been breaking down to you, is right there. I am Jimmy Lee, the Magnificent. Next question. I can't go 30 seconds, Sean. I'm trying to be respectful now.
Okay,
I'm trying to get all the questions I can.
Okay, if you can, that's fair. Lisa Stewart, and then Pogo.
I definitely think that in these crisis situations, he has not stepped up to where I would want my leader to step up with. And I do think, and I just want to say this real quick, I do think it's important that we do have people on both sides because they get a little comfortable. Now, will I vote Republican if they get a proper candidate? I wouldn't vote for this one. But if they get a proper candidate, I would vote for one. But I think it is important that we cover both sides so that they know that it's just not an automatic vote.
Okay. Mr. Pogo.
No.
That's the short answer.
Okay,
no.
Listen.
You know. And let me finish.
Can I get
90 seconds, right? Can I get
30 seconds? Let me get 30 seconds. 30 seconds, Jim.
No. And just because, you know, again, there's an absence of leadership, and there should never be a piecemeal response to any crisis. These states should all follow one plan, one cohesive plan. And that's just not a state. You know, it's a microcosm of the government, period, right? All politics are local. And to what Mr. Stewart alluded to a minute ago,
30 seconds.
I believe that the independent vote is actually the most important vote in the election because your election is going to be won and lost on the margins anyway. You got your baked-in D's and your baked-in R's, right? So I think the independent vote is the hardest vote, and I think that's where everyone that's, I guess, fancies themselves to have some semblance of education or some kind of intellect or maybe be somewhat cerebral, I think you should look at that ticket, you know, and register as an independent and then just weigh it all out. I think, you know, that to me, that's pretty much what sways elections either way, is that,
okay,
that block of votes right there in the middle.
You see, I could have gave you a five-minute answer. That would have been sad. See, I could have
Jimmy Lee. Next question. And
I got
you got to be mindful. I'm keeping. I got a clock. I got a clock. I'm
you
looking.
Watch,
I got a clock down.
Can I ask you a question? Let's ask him a question.
Okay, go ahead. Ask him a question. Question. You can get your next question, Joe.
All right. Listen, this is a 60-second question, Pogo. Okay, Pogo? Because I know you're anti-American. All right? Pogo, check this out.
I want y'all to see this. Right here about my job. I'm on 51st. I'm between Kidzy and California. They just... Mexicans over here are killing all black people. They are shooting at black people between Kidzy and California. Look, this is my job. They just told us all to go home. They just killed somebody right in front of my job. The cop flipped over and flipped into the gate. They is killing, they is shooting anybody riding through here. They shooting you and they hitting your cars with bats and bricks. They just killed two people over here. Look at this. They just killed two people over here. It's all bagged up. Look at that. The truck is sitting on top of the gate at my job.
Now, I know un-American Pogo don't understand that black folks are getting attacked. I can tell you, you want some illegal immigrants to come over here, Pogo? My question is to you. Why are you siding with the Mexicans over black people, Pogo? Just why?
My thing is this right here.
Okay.
I don't know, so that question is simple. You won't let me answer.
There's a black.
You can't ask me an answer. What are we going to do?
Yeah, you got to let him answer.
I want a question. I want a question, Pogo.
You got me answer now?
Yeah. We want to hear it.
Okay. All right. I didn't side with a Mexican over a black, but what you got going on right there.
Hey, Jimmy.
He's not American.
He's not American. Okay, go ahead.
I won't be able to. Right, yeah, because that was Mexicans that killed everybody at Black Wall Street. I keep forgetting. That was the Mexicans in Rosewood. I'm trying to figure out if you got a racial situation in Chicago, right? Is that one single incident, or the one that's been going on in California for years? But what I do know from living in California, not visiting California, and living in Southern California, what I do know about the SoCal incident, that's all gang-related. Now, I ain't need nobody to testify or even acknowledge that. I'm telling you what I know personally. That's gang-related in SoCal, 100%. 100%. That's gang-related.
Let me interject. Have you watched the documentary on Netflix for 18th Street? Because I want
to
make sure that you understand that this is not a creep. It is not. Because on that documentary, they give prizes for killing black people. My daughter was riding her bike around the corner and got a knife put on her 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Because that is what is being ordered. It is cartel, but cartel runs that government as well. I have to go over
there. Right. Yeah, we know that's gang related.
Cartel is running that. So don't.
Yeah.
You can't tell me that there's not an issue, because there is an issue, which we do need to...
No, it's not an issue. I said, but it's gang, G-A-N-G related. That's what I said. That's gang related. That's
not
gang related. Now, if you want to just... If we want to get in there and eradicate gang violence, that jumps off.
My daughter is not in the gang.
I understand that. No, she's not. But they take orders from gangs. The Mexicans on 18th Street, they take orders from gangs. So the issue with that is going to be eradicating gang violence.
All white people are not bad either. All Mexicans are not bad. All Asians are not bad. All black people are not bad. But there is an issue.
Right. Why don't use one incident as a single litmus test either?
It's not one incident.
So I don't use that. One incident. What I'm saying is that what we're doing right now is we're going to just bunch a whole race of people up, and damn, I thought we already been through that. So, I mean, if that's the case, we shouldn't be screaming about black lives.
In Boston and her mother, Tanisha, had the scare of their lives Sunday evening when their car was attacked by a group of Latinx men while driving on Kedzie and
Circle. I'm not going to do that. I will not speak against another man of color.
That was called down by cartel, but they didn't say go get other gang members. They said go get black people. We didn't start that in Chicago. And I watch the news every day, all day. That's my thing. I stay up on the news. That incident in Chicago, it was called by the cartel, but that's who run the government, period, anyway. So it was called
in
by
Mexico.
Them.
They've been corrupt.
They said go get black.
But guess where they got their power from? But guess where they got their power from in Mexico? They got their power from the CIA. I mean, we do know that, right? We know the CIA put them in play, right? We do understand where it all starts, but we know who they in bed real deep with, right? They in bed real deep with the folks over in D.C. I mean, we're not going to just jump, have a problem. See, if you don't understand what caused the problem, how you going to ever fix it? I mean, they got
help. I do understand.
They got large back. They got big back. I mean, they got permission to do what they do on both sides of the border. You know, and they had a lot of federal agents to say the one thing that they cannot stop is corruption within their own ranks. There was a federal agent that went on the record to say, you know how hard it is to stop all this trafficking across the southern border. One night you pull up out here and you get a U-Haul box full of $100 bills.
I can't believe
it. And what happened to the agent?
Oh, defending Mexicans, everybody. I can be defending Mexicans,
Pogo. Let me tell you something, Pogo. My opinion is entitled. I'm going to tell my own opinion. So, I mean, whatever you,
Pogo, you
say,
are.
My good man,
Pogo.
You can keep every part
Pogo
of that with yourself, man. And I'm okay with that, Jim. I'm okay with that. I'm not going to go.
Pogo, I love you.
I called you.
I love you, Pogo. You know I love you, right?
I love you back.
But I know I love you. But hey, this time, hey, Pogo. Let me play one more instant for you. And next time, hey, Pogo, if you the
Oh, no, Jimmy. Hold on, Jimmy. We're short on time. Jimmy.
I got you.
We're going to do some of this offline. We got to do some of this offline. All right, because I got to take care of a couple of things.
Yes.
All right. I'll play it. Go on ahead.
Okay,
now, Pogo.
Check it out. So this one, I want to give everybody give a chance to give a 1 minute. 1 minute. I'm on the clock. Make it 30 seconds because we only got 2 minutes left, and I've already got and people are blowing me up on the side like, hey, we got to start thinking positive measures to bring this thing full circle. So I'm starting with Jimmy. Give me 30 seconds. How can you, in your state of mind, if you were sitting in the Oval Office, bring this full circle?
I was sent in ICE in all those communities that have been overran by illegal immigrants where black Americans cannot get freedom, where daughters cannot ride their bikes down the street with knives being pulled out of them, and women cannot be pulled out of cars as black American citizens. So I was sent the values of full force of the government to stop this illegal migration or immigration that's taking over the black community. That's what Jimmy Lee would do. And you can reach Jimmy Lee to D.C. at jimmyleetodc.com or the Martin Luther King Republicans.com or you can always Google Jimmy Lee Tillman II. If you want to know who I am, Google my picture right there. I'm a blue checker. Google Jimmy Lee Tillman II. There you go. I'm done.
Thank you. I love you, Jimmy. And always, we always love and glad to have you on the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session. To all my Blog Talk Radio listeners, Apple TV, Android, and I miss someone, Roku listeners, stay in tune. We always going to make it do better. Lisa, want to give me a tag? 30 seconds. What would you do different?
Muted.
If you were in the Oval Office.
Well, we definitely.
I want y'all to see this
our
right here by my job. I'm on 51st. I'm between Kidzie and California.
That's my main point. But I do love that young people are together and doing it. There is some other underlying issues that definitely LA will have to deal with for sure, because that will come, that's coming out and it's showing its ugly head as well. But I think unity is everything. Actually putting things together with a bunch of celebrities, we're going to do a live stream on Twitch. So everybody tune in, where we're going to have some conversation, we're going to have some entertainment, and just some things that need to be touched on, like education, health, and entrepreneurship.
All right. Nice, nice. I'm glad I'm a part of that. Mr. Pogo, Mr. Z.
Yes,
sir. If you were in the White House 30 seconds, what would you do to bring this thing full circle? On a positive note,
I would fall back and I would listen a lot more to the youth. And the reason I say I would listen a lot more to the youth, because technically between you, myself, Mr. Tillman, and the rest of us on the phone, I don't know how old the young lady is, but I know between us three, we're damn near 200 years old. And what I've learned is what my father taught me years ago, and I'm witnessing it right now play out with the younger generation.
People right
the
now,
taught out
the masking, the Mexican gang, whatever that's over here, they are shooting and beating everybody cops right down.
Is that our opinion and our take has to die out with it. See, what I do know is that two 20-year-old kids, they don't talk about race the way a 50-year-old man would because they haven't had the same experiences. Now, they're much more connected than we are. So what we could do is we could actually watch and learn because they're showing us the way. We're not showing them the way. They're doing what we didn't do 50 years ago as a country and as a people. They're marching hand in hand. They're showing you how racism has to leave this country. Man, everybody on here's opinion is already hard and fast. I won't change you, and you won't change me. The kids got a chance, so I'm going to bank on them. I'm going to bet all my money on the kids.
Hey, well said, and I second that one. I want to thank everybody for watching The Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session. And, you know, we respect everybody's opinion. And when you hear everybody's family, and I just want to let you know we love you for God, for Central, for State. And we check you next week as I'll be celebrating 1 year anniversary on the E-Water Network. And we're going to have some bangers. A lot of celebrities will be chiming in next week. And I thank all my celebrity guests and friends this week. And, you know, as we do when we get out of here, I want to love everybody, all the love. And, you know, sometimes you can plan a show how it wanted to go. Sometimes you let it go organically and you just learn from it and take what you can from it. And, that you know, it ain't going to make everybody happy. But, you know, hey, we just, you know, try to take chicken shit and make chicken soup. And on that note, hey, see y'all next week. The Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session. Peace. Thank y'all. Thanks for hosting.
This is a story of famous dogs. For the dog that takes this tale.